This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought that was a 255, man.
I had to keep him honest.
Oh, man. When does Heist come back?
Never. Another
week without Heist.
No, I had to do that because last time we did this together,
gracious.
We hit the wrong one. Yeah.
This is like when your starting quarterback goes out and Tyler Palco starts for your team. Like, you're just going to run the ball 30 times in the game.
I'm Pat Mahomes, man.
Dusty, just hand it off, man. Just hand it off all day.
A fun start to the drive. Carrington here, Fanning here. Dusty Likens in for Heisler, who is in Greece. He has been tweeting a lot of pictures, Instagramming a lot of pictures. Heisler having a fun time. He deserves it. Congratulations to him and Elena as they broke the glass on Monday. Mazel tov to both of them. A lot of fun to get to on today's show. At 3 o'clock, our guy Josh Vernier will join us. At 4 o'clock, pick a player. And a lot of things along the way. Where I'd like to start today's show is the saltiness I see around baseball. We'll talk about the big series between the Royals and the Dodgers weekend, a huge series heading into the All-Star break. But yesterday, we were on the air whenever Mike Moustakas won the final vote. I'm happy about it. You're happy about it. Yeah. Most of Kansas City is happy about Mike Moustakas's inclusion in this year's All-Star game. But show ends. I get online. I get on Twitter. And I'm a little bit curious to see what the reaction is and the feel from the rest of Major League Baseball, because they don't like when the Royals flourish. They don't like when the Royals show up your fan base, your cities, your teams when it comes to fan votes. If we've seen things that Kansas City is very passionate about, it is barbecue and internet voting. You put a plate of ribs in front of us and you put a computer in front of us and tell us, hey, there's somebody to represent from Kansas City. Go vote for him. I will take my city against any city in the union, and I feel really good about the chances of my team winning. So I get online and I see a tweet out of Boston. Again, this is out of Boston. This is not out of Jacksonville, Florida. This is not out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. I mean, small cities in America. This is from Boston. What, a top five city in the country? Was it the fourth biggest city
Something
in the
like
country?
That. They got a decent baseball team and a little bit of tradition up there.
This is from Pete Abraham. Pete Abraham, if you're not familiar with his work, he has covered the Red Sox for the Boston Globe since 2010. He is also a contributor on the Sports Hub and NESN, the New England Sports Network. This is what my man tweeted yesterday about the Royals. Maybe a player who wins the final vote once shouldn't be eligible again. Let's give others a shot. This is pro sports. This isn't high school. This isn't elementary where everybody deserves equal chance. Maybe players who win the final vote once shouldn't be eligible again. Let's give others a shot. I got a solution.
Was this Boston, though? This was Boston,
This
right?
was Boston.
It's a bigger city.
This is one of the crown jewels of our country.
They got Fenway Park. They got the Sox. They had Yaz, Ted Williams, Big Poppy, won a World Series, swept the Yankees in the ALC. So they're mad at Kansas City. I'm just trying to read this correctly, C-Dot.
This is what Pete Abrams said. Maybe a player who wins the final vote once shouldn't be eligible again. Let's give others a shot. I hear this and I think to myself, as someone who's been to Boston, you ain't got the internet?
Yeah.
Because I'm sure the internet in Kansas City ain't much different than the one you got in Boston. What's stopping Boston Red Sox fans from logging on their computer and doing the exact same thing Royals fans did? It's not like Royals fans have unlocked some magical code that the rest of baseball can't figure out. The code they have unlocked is picking up your phone and tweeting about it. It is having a unit being active, going out there and pressing your agenda on the rest of Major League Baseball. You're playing with fewer cards than everybody else. Kansas City is the second smallest market in all of Major League Baseball. I'm not hearing these complaints from the Dodgers. I'm not hearing these complaints from the Yankees or the Red Sox. If you want your players in the All-Star game, vote. They give everybody 2 months to vote for your players in the All-Star game. You didn't get your guys in. They then give you another week to get one more individual in the game. You lose. Good day, sir. Take your couple representatives that you got and be happy with it.
I mean, the Yankees were trying to bribe their fans. You realize this, C-Dot. In the number one, the biggest city in America, they were trying to bribe their fans with D.D. Gregorius, who was on the final five vote, paying for people to have a free ride on the subway.
That's not the Yankees I grew up. The Yankees I grew up knowing would never ask the Minnesota Twins for help.
When you think Royals about fans it, did it for nothing.
When you think
we
about that.
We did it for nothing.
Can you imagine? This is the bully looking at the, like, hey.
Can you take it easy on me?
I need help beating this guy up. Can you help me?
Yeah.
New York is asking for help to defeat Kansas City in a popularity contest.
Oh, and they're asking Minneapolis for help.
I mean, they asked the whole Midwest, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis. They're just asking anybody, help. We have to venture up and team up to try to take on the big, bad internet bullies and trolls from Kansas City. And it didn't stop with my man Pete Abram, who again, maybe a player who wins the final vote once shouldn't be eligible again. Let's give
Shut
others
up,
a
Pete.
Shot. Is he a millennial?
I don't know. I think he's just sour that he got his ass kicked by a small market. You know what they? You know, if they wanted a third baseman in, maybe not give a fat guy 5 years and $95 million. If you want your third baseman in, I'm just throwing that out there.
Dusty, hit me one more time with some sad music. So I click on, you know how Major League Baseball then puts out a picture of, hey, congratulations to Mike Moustakas and Justin Turner going to the All-Star game. You won the final vote. I then click on it because I'm very curious how Twitter is reacting. It's how you would imagine. From Kelly22. This is horse bleep. The Cubs and Red Sox have far bigger fan bases than these teams. Hashtag fake news. I've realized now you can just say fake news to something you don't like.
Yeah.
She also says that her name is Kelly with an I in
Kelly.
A Twitter handle. So it's like,
oh, so it's all about you before we get into any of your tweets.
Kelly with an I. This is from @VelvetXTwist. All you Royals fans can go bleep yourselves. Do any of you have a job or hobbies? You pieces of bleep. You ruin the All-Star game every year. One of the hobbies of Royals fans is winning internet contests. Your fan base should be more involved and interested in winning internet contests.
Let me ask you a real quick question. So we ruined the All-Star game. Who was the All-Star game MVP last year, C-Don?
Eric Hosmer.
Thank you. Okay. I just wanted to double check that. Didn't Salvi go deep as well?
He did.
Yeah.
I mean, there's three Royals in the All-Star game. How can you ruin it?
Yeah.
Moose might not even get in the game. Oh, there's more. This is from Yankee Mike 147. Obviously, not very happy. Gregorius missed the first month of the season and still has a higher WAR than Mike Moustakas.
Oh, yeah.
Can anyone tell me how WAR is put together?
It's wins above replacement player. And nobody knows who the replacement player is.
I mean, I know what it is.
But no, nobody
but
can.
But I don't know how it's put together.
I read the fine print on that one time, and it says, we don't really know how this works.
Oh, Dusty, keep the sad violin going.
I thought we had our own violinist.
Is he off today? There's more crying from the internet. Bogaerts not making the All-Star team this year would be appalling and a terrible look to Major League Baseball. Get it done, folks. @FaceTheFacts15. Well, face these facts. You wasn't good enough. Your fan base doesn't care enough. Watch Mike Moustakas dominate the All-Star game. Watch Mike Moustakas get in the All-Star game, get a hit, and help the American League to another victory and continue to dominate.
Let's tack on winning the Home Run Derby, too.
I'm just... the part that just I don't understand... maybe a guy who wins the final vote once shouldn't be eligible again. Let's give others a shot.
Is that like if you win bingo once and then you win again, you don't get to win it again?
Something like that.
You already won it?
Yeah, you've already won. You know what? A team that wins the World Series, put put somebody else in it the next year. That'd be fair. Don't you think?
I wish their football team followed that. Maybe the team that was in the Super Bowl last year shouldn't be eligible again. Let's give others a shot.
Yeah.
The Patriots don't seem to be too open about giving others a shot to win the AFC.
Big bad Kansas City picked on poor little Boston. We got Moose instead of Xander Bogaerts.
That's all I got.
You think the sun will come up tomorrow in Boston?
Yeah, I think it will. I am a big believer in... This might be the anti-millennial in me, Fanning. I think you'll be pleased to hear this.
Say that again.
This might be the anti-millennial
in me.
Okay,
I would like to hear this.
I'm not one for people that complain about things they can change.
Yeah.
Like, we know somebody that says, man, I need to work out more.
Yeah.
Well, just go do it. There's nothing stopping you from getting up and running on the treadmill. There's nothing stopping you.
There's nothing stopping you from putting a dozen Krispy Kremes in your face every day.
You're the one that's causing
this.
Absolutely. If you're the team or the fan base that wants your players to be in the game more, there is a very simple solution to it. Vote. That's all you got to do.
You know what the Dodgers did? Did you see what the Dodgers did?
It's even free to vote. You don't even got to pay. You don't even got to pay to vote.
Oh, you know what? And if you don't want to tweet, all you had to do, text A5 to get Moose?
A5.
A5. There's one letter, one number, and you can vote. And you could do it a bunch.
I could see back in 1997, where each text message cost. Everybody's got unlimited texting data now.
Or how about 1987, where you need a stack of ballots that, you know, is as big as a phone book to get it done. It's easy, man.
All you got to do is get on the internet, hashtag vote whoever your guy is, hashtag vote KB for Chris Bryant, or JT for Justin Turner. It's very simple.
Here, you see what the Dodgers did?
Don't be mad at the player.
The Dodgers were great. They had this. There's some weird fan group called Pantone 294. They brought them in, gave them a room inside the stadium, and they said that was campaign headquarters. Guess what happened, C-Dot? 20.8 million votes for their guy. I think the Red Sox are just snobby and think they were owed the spot. At least the Yankees put Didi Gregorius in the subway and have him paying for people's stuff. At least they did that.
They say we're trying.
Yeah. At least they gave some effort.
Velvet X Twist. All you Royals fans can go blank yourselves. Do you have a job or hobbies? You pieces of bleep. You ruin the All-Star game every year.
Can I ask you a question?
I think the Royals are improving the All-Star game. I find the All-Star game enjoyable because of what's happening.
Let me get to the root. What was that Twitter name again?
It was Velvet X Twist.
Don't you think you're kind of a D-bag if you have that name as your Twitter handle? I mean, seriously.
I just feel like that guy had a horrible day going into the whole All-Star voting. Like, probably woke up, stubbed his toe, didn't get the right breakfast, and then all of a sudden it was the vote got final, and then apparently nobody in the Midwest has jobs.
And then at Velvet X Twist.
Very angry.
Got angry.
I mean, we see a lot of people mad online. I mean, this was I can't believe I skipped over this one. This is from Tweets_from_dad. Tweets from dad on Twitter.
Dad tweets, yeah.
I mean, very original, very creative.
Mm-hmm.
Royals suck. Just Royals
that
suck.
That was it? That was very Joel
Embiid-ish. Royals suck. That's what he said. He said the Royals suck. I mean, he's clearly not very happy.
That's not how dad should talk.
And
bad example.
I just got a very simple get online, vote, and do better. One thing I don't like about our society now is we're too afraid to tell people you weren't good enough.
Yeah.
New York, Boston, L.A., you weren't good enough.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe you're focused on other things. Maybe your fan base don't care. Maybe because you got Aaron Judge in, you were happy and you didn't care about getting anybody else in.
Yeah.
It's not like Kansas City gets a day head start in the final vote. Everybody's time starts at the exact same time.
It's not like golf. There's no handicap here, right?
Yeah, we didn't.
There's not handicapped.
Yeah, we didn't freeze or whatever that guy's name is in Atlanta. We didn't give him like a half track head start, and then y'all fell on your face. You were there ahead of time.
I mean, in all seriousness, what happened? They're Boston. They're New York. They think they deserve to have their guys, and we kick their ass. Well, deal with it.
I mean, if you think deserve, to quote The Wire, deserve ain't got nothing to do with it. Deserve is getting out there and getting the vote out.
I agree.
That's what deserve
is.
They're
the Yankees. They're the Red Sox. We're just the Royals in flyover land.
In a segment that will continue to piss off Boston and New York, you think this is a golden era for Royals baseball. You'll explain next on The Drive.
All right.
Yesterday on Twitter, Pete Abraham works for the Boston Globe, covers the Boston Red Sox, said that once you win the final vote one time, you should be ineligible, that they should make it fair and give other people opportunities. Carrington thinks that that's horse crap and that doesn't, like, this is pro sports. This is big boy business.
And this guy was like a media guy, too. It's not just some dude, right? Pete Abram, is that right?
Yeah.
So he's in the media.
He is in the media.
Works for NESN?
He does. New England Sports Network. I just find it very hard to believe that someone from Boston would be yelling that it's unfair that someone from Kansas City.
We need to stop picking on those big cities, man.
You got to. I mean, they have it so hard.
We'll take, you know, listen, maybe New York's still pissed because we beat them in the World Series. Maybe that's part of it.
Maybe that's it. No, I don't. I mean, that certainly could be cause for frustration and disdain towards the Royals, but just be better. I think too many times we just don't want to tell people, just be better.
Yeah, vote more. It's easy.
Red Sox fans, be better.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
See, Dad, I want to take a moment, if I could.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I would like not just us, but the entire city just to kind of sit back and realize that right now we are right smack dab, maybe towards the end, but more in the middle of the good old days of Kansas City baseball. And I think yesterday was a perfect example of that. Gazillions of people. Moose got 15 million votes, and we put him in the All-Star game. We've got three All-Stars. We got a starting catcher, a guy that's on track to potentially be in the Hall of Fame in Sal Perez. We may have Jason Vargas starting the All-Star game. Moose is in the All-Star game and in the Home Run Derby. Ridiculous fan support here. The fans of Kansas City, they feel like they know the guys. They feel like they have a personal relationship with Moose and Haas and Sal and Lorenzo and Gordo and the rest of the crew. Two World Series in the last 3 years, one championship. We got a team right now that could be headed to the playoffs. At least it feels that way. You have to remember, even those great teams in the 1970s and the 1980s never went to back-to-back World Series. You have to remember the Kansas City A's, awful, before they moved to Oakland. The Kansas City Blues, a minor league team. Right now, we are in the heyday, the good old days. So I don't want to, you know, you guys tease me sometimes for saying back in my day. This is my day. This is all of our days right now. We are in the good old days of baseball in Kansas City. This is phenomenal right now because not that long ago, 2002 to 2006, the Royals lost 100 games in four of five seasons.
Hell, longer than that.
Those were the bad old days.
It's not like 1999 were bright days for the Royals either.
You had four 100-loss seasons in 5 years.
No, they were bad.
It was awful.
You won't hear any argument from me. They were bad.
Mark Redman and Ken Harvey were all-stars. Aaron Crow was an all-star. Now we got Moose in the Home Run Derby. He got 15 million votes. You got three all-stars. And we got a team that's on the verge of going back to the playoffs. Right now, I just want people, because I think we get caught up, not just in sports, but in life, to just sit back and really not focus on what we have right now. Andy Reid says it all the time. You got to focus on the task at hand. Well, the task at hand right now is that we got some damn good baseball in this city. These are the good old days of baseball in Kansas City. And I think, you know, our attention spans are so minimal right now for a number of different reasons, not just millennials, everybody, that we're worrying about the next thing instead of this thing. And this thing right now we got going in Kansas City is pretty darn special. And it's been that way for about 5 years now. These, my friend, are the good old days.
I said this back in 2014 that the run that the Royals went on was like a time machine. It was a time machine for someone like me that I was able to go back and experience what people your age always talk to me about.
Yeah.
Never saw Frank White play, never saw George Brett play, never saw the Royals when they were at their heyday.
Yeah.
So when I'm 11 years old and you tell me that Kansas City's a baseball town, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's always been reason just to go outside and enjoy the weather with the Royals and never about baseball. It's been about the hot dog derby and the kiss cam and all this other stuff going to Royals games for so much of my life, so I got to understand what people meant about playoff baseball and the excitement and what it was like to see a baseball team be good on a game-in and day-out basis. It was also a time machine, I would guess, for people your age, for it was so dormant for 15 years of Royals baseball that even you probably forgot a little bit what it felt like to see a good baseball team.
Totally.
That it then took you back to the memories, and it made you think, Hosmer, he reminds me of fill in the blank old player, that it wasn't just memories anymore, and you could relive a lot of those memories. So I can't speak about the old times that it used to be. I was born in 1988. The Royals have been terrible my entire life up until 2014. But I can speak about now, and I do think Kansas City appreciates this because I think there are enough smart baseball fans that realize what the Royals actually accomplished just doesn't happen a lot from small markets. We can name the small market teams that have done it. They made a movie about one of them in the A's. The A's didn't win the World Series.
They've won one playoff series.
Twins didn't win the World Series.
No.
The Rays had a good run. They didn't win the World Series.
Yeah.
It's hard to win the World Series if you are not one of the top 12 markets in baseball.
In modern baseball, correct.
Now, it changes at the top, but the teams that win the World Series, for the most part, are one of the 12 biggest markets in the game. What the Royals did is incredibly special. Teams in the bottom five cities in Major League Baseball don't win championships, and I do think a lot of people acknowledge that and saw it and appreciated it. And really, really held the run in a very special place because you knew you were watching something that you likely won't ever see again in your lifetime.
And I think for people that are my age or in their 30s or 40s that remember the teams in the 70s or the 80s, this was a whole different animal, man. This was experience. Like, I was fortunate enough to experience a championship as a kid, and now I got to experience one as an adult. And that's a completely different experience. I remember talking to my dad in 2014, and and he said, listen, I remember these playoff runs and the World Series in 80 and 85, and this town was nowhere near like it was in 2014 and 2015. So I just want people to make sure that you understand that you're right in the golden age of baseball in Kansas City right now. And I know there's probably going to be somebody that fights me and said the Negro Leagues were created here in Kansas City, and you know, and Charlie O and the A's when they were at Municipal Stadium, this, that, and the other. And the teams in the 70s and the 80s were great. But right now, I'm serious. You know, you're going to look back years from now and say, man, that run that the Royals had in the 2010s was unbelievable, like nothing we've ever experienced in this city before. These are the good old days, man. These are the golden years of baseball in Kansas City. And I just want to make sure people just stop because it's so easy to look past what's going on right now. We all do it. I do it. Everybody does it because we're busy. We're thinking about this. We're thinking about that. We focus on the negative. We go on social media. We complain. We do that. We bitch. We do this. Just take a deep breath for me and understand that right now is phenomenal.
I also think, and just from being around it, and I think everybody has a team that they feel a certain level of closeness to.
Yeah.
Maybe for you, it's the 08 Jayhawks. For me, it's the 2007 Tigers football team. Like, everybody has that team. There's somebody listening that their favorite team of all time is either the 2014 Royals or the 2015 Royals, and it will be that way until they die. That if that's your favorite team of all time, you will always have special memories. And not all of them are on the field. Some of them are from watching the game with a relative, taking your kids to the game, and different kind of things. And I think that people will always hold those two teams, obviously, in very special and high regard. Coming up next, we introduce something new to the show. Plus, Mike Moustakas joined the day shift earlier today. We play that conversation for you next on The Drive.
Welcome back into The Drive, Fanning, C-Dot, Dusty. Hike still on his honeymoon in Greece. Carrington's been doing this thing for what? About how long, C-Dot? Month? Month and a half?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that you're talking about is very important, very necessary.
Yeah.
And if someone has to be the leader and driver of the conversation, then it needs to be me.
Okay, so here's what I did. I went out and I rented a drummer for you because you said you want to beat the drum for this, right?
I'm going to.
You're
going to
beat the drum.
I'm absolutely going to.
So beat the drum for your cause.
Between now and when he hopefully re-signs with the Royals, I will continue to beat the drum that Mike Moustakas needs to be re-signed by the Royals.
Beat it!
And I will give you a stat every day to show you why. The last 162 games. How many games are in a baseball season?
162.
37 doubles, 44 homers, 110 RBIs, hitting .266. That's a complete season, folks. That's the guy we're going to let go in free agency? Over the last full season, he's hit 44 home runs. every day. I will annoy you with this conversation in stats about signing Mike Moustakas to a long-term contract. Get it done. Sign Mike Moustakas today at Royals. That's all I got on Moose today.
Is that a cow or a moose?
That's a moose call.
Oh, it is? I thought it was a cow.
No, man.
That's all right.
It
sounds like he needs some medical attention.
We put the cow at the top of the food chain yesterday anyway. That's beat the drum
every,
for today, Friday, July 7th,
every
2017.
Day, I'm normally going to do it after he hits a home run since, I mean.
You can beat the drum whenever you want.
That's going to be pretty frequent whenever he hits a home run or not. But
I'm paid up for, I rented that drummer for the rest of the season.
I appreciate that. Thank
so
you.
So he's paid up.
Looking out.
I spent this morning, I was scouring the city and I found a drummer and I rented him.
Thank you for being a friend, man. You traveled down the road and back again.
I did.
I greatly appreciate that. Speaking of Mike Moustakas, he was on the day shift earlier today, joined them to talk about representing the Royals in the All-Star game, and thanks the fans for their help in getting him there, courtesy of the final vote.
Joining us now from Los Angeles, California, the aforementioned Mike Moustakas. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, guys? How you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, man. Sports radio was so fun yesterday, Mike, because everybody was hashtag vote Moose. We encouraged them to vote other ways. But this hashtag vote Moose, man, I don't know how much you were on Twitter yesterday. You were trending not only in Kansas City as number one. You were the only guy trending nationally.
Yeah, it was. I was on a little bit kind of checking things out, and it was pretty cool to watch all that happen.
Man, that's awesome, man. First of all, congratulations on making yet another All-Star game. But I mean, what do you have to say to all the fans that are listening to 610 right now, all the fans that were, you know, hashtag vote Moose and just really supporting you here over the course of the week?
Oh, it's unbelievable. I mean, I've been saying this for years now. I mean, the fans of Kansas City are probably the best fans in baseball. And for them to stick with me and have my back over these last couple of years, it's an amazing feeling, you know, especially when you walk into the K, you get all the love, and it's so great to be a Royal.
All the Moose antlers, and you watch these road games, Moose, and it's taken on a life of its own. I mean, you hit home runs in six of the last eight games. You went back-to-back-to-back in games in Seattle, and I could hear on TV the Moose calls. I mean, I'm sure you get this everywhere on the road, too, is really Kansas City fans really adopted you.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. Any place we go, we're traveling well nowadays, and most of the visiting parks, you either get the moose or the booze. I think most of the people don't really know what's going on, so they just start booing. But you know, the Kansas City faithful are always out there, and we appreciate everything they've done for us, and that's why we go out and play as hard as we do for them.
Mike, you ever been on base and the first baseman say, "Why are they booing you, man?"
Yeah. I get up to the plate, and the catchers always ask me, like, "Man, what'd you do to this city?"
They're just chanting the Moose. I was there all weekend, of course, and I remember talking to you after the game, and you were talking about, you know, being in the final five. And then, of course, someone brought up the home run derby with you. And then, of course, you get into the home run derby, which is a huge honor. But how much more of a caveat is it, though, Mike, when you know you're in the home run derby, but now you get to stay and actually play in the game?
It's really cool. I'm obviously really excited about the home run derby. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an awesome show to watch those guys swing. But you know, the All-Star game is it's definitely an amazing experience. Be able to sit in the dugout with all those guys and look around and see all the talented players that we have in baseball, and to actually be a part of it. It's a really special feeling, and it's definitely an honor to sit there in a Kansas City Royals uniform.
You know, I was going to ask you about that, Mike. I mean, growing up, was that always something that you wanted to be a part of, or something that you wanted to do, was be a part of the home run derby?
Yeah, I think as a kid, you know, you're always dreaming of things like that, especially the home run derby. And, you know, for it to actually happen and for it to kind of come true, it's crazy. It's crazy how things have gone the last couple of years, and it's definitely been kind of a whirlwind, and it's just been an awesome journey so far, and I'm just going to keep riding it for as long as I can.
Yeah, we're talking to Mike Moustakas. Moose, who's going to throw to you in the Derby yet? You pick somebody out yet?
You know what? I was talking to a bunch of the coaches, and being that we went to the World Series the past couple of years, no one's really had an All-Star break. So, you know, I was going to let those guys kind of go enjoy time with their families. You know, 4 or 5 days is huge in baseball. And so Pedro's got a friend out in Miami that he's probably, I guess, one of the better BP throwers out there. So I'm going to grab him and see what we can come up with out in Miami.
Oh, man, I hope that works out for you, Moose.
Yeah, hopefully that will work. Yeah. Hopefully that will work out for you. Now, you know, it's crazy, man, because you've had an amazing first half to the season. But one of the things that everybody talks about here in Kansas City is Steve Balboni's record. So, I mean, do you ever think about that? And do you ever think about as you're approaching that number and breaking that?
You know, I honestly really don't. The only time I think about it is when everybody asks me about it. And then I got to come up with answers and stuff. No, it's obviously a record that would be cool to break. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to try and help this team win baseball games. And I don't really think too much into breaking home run records. Just, you know, I'm honestly trying to go out there, get a good pitch to hit and hit it. You know, I've been doing that a little bit more than I have the past couple of years. So it's obviously pretty cool, but I'm definitely not thinking about breaking any records or anything.
Talking to Royals all-star third baseman Mike Moustakas here on the day shift with Lake and Bank. And Moose, I just want to say, at least for me personally, I think my favorite part of you hitting home runs this season and watching you as you're rounding the bases has been right when you're approaching home plate and you are hitting the patch, you're kind of slapping the patch there with the ace 30. That's a very – it just really takes me back to everybody just kind of rallying around and supporting everything that occurred in the offseason with Yordano.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just another way for me to remember ace. You know, Salvi does it as well, and a bunch of the other guys are always tapping the patch. You know, Haas does it. It's just another way for us to, you know, stay in contact with him and let him know that we're always thinking of him and we always love him and that we miss him a lot and that he's never going to be forgotten in our hearts or the hearts of anybody in baseball, especially in Kansas City. So it's just another way for us to keep him with us.
Yeah, I'm with Lake on that. It's a nice tribute. And final thing for you, Mike, you partnered with the Dodgers. You're a Los Angeles kid. That had to mean something for you, too. You not only have your hometown in baseball in Kansas City, but you had your hometown in life kind of having your back as well.
Yeah, it was really cool. You know, as soon as I got announced for the Final Five, I think that partnership just kind of took off immediately. And, you know, seeing what JT has been doing over there in L.A., I mean, he's definitely deserving of an all-star nod as well. And, you know, I got to say thank you to the Dodger fans as well for having my back out there, too. But, you know, it was just a really cool deal to be two Southern California kids and trying to fight our way into the final spots in the All-Star game, and it actually happened. It's definitely a cool experience, and definitely happy it ended up working out the way it did.
Not sure that you're going to come across this individual, Moose, but if you do happen to see him, can you just please do this, because we thought that it was a special moment for everybody here in Kansas City, and I know you guys observed it as well. But if you see Edinson Volquez, man, just give that guy a hug and thank him, because it was awesome to see him throw that no-hitter on Yordano's birthday.
Absolutely. I'm going to be giving him a couple hugs. He's one of my favorite people, one of my favorite teammates. And we definitely miss him a lot. And to see what he did is an unbelievable emotional experience for all of us. And I bet everybody in Kansas City felt the same way. So I'll definitely I'll give him a hug from the city. Absolutely.
Well, Moose, good luck this weekend, and good luck at Home Run Derby in the All-Star Game. I think this Home Run Derby will be the highest-rated Home Run Derby in the history of Kansas City, that's for sure. But he's got your back right here. It's going to be highly, awesome. It's must-see TV. We're going to have watch parties, everything. But anyway, good luck, Moose.
Congratulations, man.
Awesome. Awesome, guys. Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
That was Mike Moustakas earlier today on the day shift. Listening to that, I was thinking back to – it wasn't that long ago that Moose was not very popular with the media and wasn't really too fond of talking to the media. Uh-uh. That the person we just heard sounded really calm, really confident, and really patient. And I think a lot of times in work success, a lot of that is just due to personally you grow and mature, and the things that used to bother you at 22 and 23 just don't bother you at 25, 26. That you just understand life a little bit better, so it helps you at work. Moose, to me, and Duffy, both, just appear to be guys that they're just more mature, so they are able to handle all what comes with being a successful Major League Baseball
player. Yeah, whether it's good or bad. I mean, I think that's what happens with, or what comes with life experience, at least for most people. I still remember when, you know, everybody was pretty tough on Moose, and he had a big game, and Jason Vargas threw the, you know, just pitched great, and he kept his same answer was Vargas kept the ball down. I think Moose hit a bomb or hit a triple or something that.
And he just kept saying it.
Yeah, and he kept saying it over and over and over. Yeah, I mean, and so the fans have had his back, and to hear Moose, well, really to hear anybody really that comfortable in their own skin, I just love it. I do, and it's such a feel good story in Kansas City. And again, it goes back to what I was saying. Like I just think this city has such a special relationship with its baseball players that they don't have with any other team. At least the number of people in Kansas City have a much different relationship with their players than I think they do in some other cities. And to hear Moose be that comfortable in his skin and answer those questions and be on the day shift with those guys and to see the success he's had and been able to turn his career around, I just love it. I love the fact that he loves being in Kansas City, too.
It was just really refreshing. And, yeah, again, I think that if you're in a position like Moose, I do not know this, but I would assume this to be true. I would guess that he has some incentive in his contract for making the All-Star team. Yeah. I would imagine that 99% of baseball players have some incentive. Hey, if you make the All-Star team, it's an extra $50,000, extra $100,000. Man, twice you've gotten that bonus solely because of Royals fans.
Yeah.
I'm not saying your play didn't deserve it, and you can make a case that Moose should be an alternate on the team, but you weren't an alternate on the team. Mm-hmm. Baseball created this final vote to give people like you one final shot of being on the team. Man, you got to thank the fans for that.
Yeah.
The fans have gone out there and they supported you, and 15 million votes were in your direction. You should be really grateful and calm and patient and want to talk to the media and the fans to get your message out there. Hey, I'm thankful for what you did for me. I now get to showcase my talent on a big stage. I don't know this, but I would guess that the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is more watched than any regular season baseball game. It's cool to play in the All-Star Game. Fan bases from all the cities watch the All-Star Game. They want to see their guy. Playing well in that game means something. It helps your brand out. Being in the Home Run Derby helps your brand. This is a really cool honor for Moose to be a part of.
And the other part of that, too, and he touched on it a little bit, he was in Southern California with his family on an off day when he found out. You know, that part of it I love. And he mentioned that he doesn't think about Balboni's home run record until, you know, we ask him about it.
He thinks about it.
But he has to think about it a little bit. And I guarantee the closer he gets, the more he's going to be thinking about it, you know? And you know, some ballplayers don't like to answer those questions, but he answered it honestly, man. I think Moose is in such a great place, and I'll beat that drum for him, too. I'd love for him to stay in Kansas City and be a Royal for the rest of his career. I would love it. I don't know if it'll happen or not, but I would love it.
Up next, Give Me a Minute involves my favorite team of all time. We get into that next on The Drive. Back in on The Drive, Carrington here, Fanning here, Dusty here. Heisler is in Greece celebrating his honeymoon. Congratulations to him, Mazel Tov, as he got married this past Monday. Coming up in 10 minutes, Josh Vernier will join us in studio to talk a little Royals baseball. Our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, will join us at 3 o'clock. Coming up in about 5 minutes or so, we will get to the pop quiz, your chance to win a pair of tickets to the next 6-10 Saturday. What happens during the next 6-10 Saturday?
People get to hit Carrington with water balloons, and he gets to hold a sign and admit that he was wrong about your Kansas City Royals.
Yeah, I was hoping that you forgot about that.
Nope, and you can throw them anywhere you want, but if you hit him in the face, you only get one shot. You get three cracks at Carrington. You throw three, you can hit him anywhere you want. You can go south of the border if you want. But if you hit him in the face, your three shots are done.
What?
Yeah.
I wouldn't promote south of the border ever. Like,
I know, he was
you
like,
can hit me in the eye, but you can't
you can hit him south of the border, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but if you hit him in the face, you're done.
I'm not promoting hitting him south of the border, but, I mean, that's a possibility. I mean,
it's been said four times in 20 seconds.
What, hitting Carrington south of the border with a water balloon on the next 6-10 Saturday? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm just going to cover myself like I'm trying to take a charge in a college basketball game. Speaking of college, Dusty, give me a minute. Oh, my goodness. ESPN has released its SEC takeover schedule. What is the SEC takeover? Well, on the SEC network, for one day, they let one of the 14 schools control the SEC network, and it is all content from that school. Well, Missouri's day is July 29th. Listen to what they got. The 1994 Sweet 16 win over Syracuse that sent the Missouri Tigers to the Elite Eight.
They've never advanced past that Elite Eight round.
I heard that, yeah.
A documentary on the 1997 Missouri Tiger football team, which ended more than a decade-long bowl drought. And the final piece, a documentary on the 2007 Missouri Tiger football team, the first Tiger football team in 47 years to reach number one in the polls, my favorite team of all time, Chase Daniel and Jeremy Maclin and Martin Rucker and Chase Kaufman. We can keep going up and down the list. I can't wait for this documentary. And it ends on a positive note. UKU fans are going to try to talk to me about the Orange Bowl. As I tweeted yesterday, God don't like ugly. Look what's happened to your football program since you stole what was rightfully Missouri's. Missouri's gone on to greener pastures in the SEC. We've also won the SEC East twice. We continue to put guys in the NFL. And we got a coach that's one day going to get a statue. What have you done in football since then? Again, you will not be rewarded for your sins. In Kansas football, you have not been rewarded from stealing that Orange Bowl from the Missouri Tigers. Oh, that felt so good to get that minute. That is my Missouri minute.
Is the Ty Sedney game going to be on there or not?
No, it's not going to be on there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
I don't know why they would put those games, because it's a day to celebrate Missouri. I think you're understanding what they're trying to accomplish.
Now you're taking my minute. Dusty, give me a minute. Today I went to the courthouse. I spent $85.50 for a piece of paper. Now, initially, I'm thinking, man, I could have a hell of a lot of fun for $85.50. But then I thought, what's a better way to spend $85.50 than on a marriage license to marry the woman of my dreams? And after I thought about that, I didn't mind spending $85.50. I'm going to do it once, and that's it. And to be honest with you, I didn't think I was going to do it at all at some point in my life. I just wanted you to know, CDOT, that it cost $85.50 for a piece of paper to get married.
I mean, some people that graduate college would say that it costs $40,000 for
a
sheet of paper.
But $85.50, you get so much more back in return for the rest of my life. That's my minute.
I feel like that was a borderline give me a minute / fanning the flames. I'm not 100%.
No, I feel good about it.
I'm not 100%.
Yeah,
like, I don't know
it's
if you're
the best $85.50 I've ever spent in my entire life.
I don't know if you're happy. I don't know if you're sad about it.
I'm completely happy.
You're high.
I'm not 100%.
No, I'm totally happy about it.
Like that.
That's a small investment for a lifetime of happiness.
Heist, do you want a minute? Oh, yeah, Heist isn't here today. You know what, Dusty? Give me another minute. Oh, we got more Missouri Tiger news. Listen to this. These are the teams with better odds to win the college basketball national championship than the Missouri Tigers. Michigan State, North Carolina, Duke, Arizona, Kentucky, Kansas, Villanova. That's it. One more time. Michigan State, North Carolina, Duke, Arizona, Kentucky, Kansas, Villanova. That's it.
Who's the second to last one on that list?
Kansas.
Okay.
Now, let me just ask a simple question.
I just want to tell everyone, when this Missouri Tiger team goes to the Final Four led by Michael Porter, that Monday show will
be
the greatest rant you've ever heard in your life.
So you're predicting that they're going to the Final Four.
It won't be just a segment. The first hour of the show will be yelling at people and bringing up things you've said and things people have said
like
to me.
Like the Ty Sedney game?
And calling up and asking for apologies. You might say a prayer from Michael Porter when they do this.
That,
I mean, it's going to be a lot.
Is that one game against Nebraska? Is that going to be in there? Like the, you know, the kick in the end zone? Is that going to What about the fifth down game?
I don't think you're understanding the purpose of
what
they're
trying to do. It's just a bunch of Missouri sports, right, that's going to be on the
good ones, not bad memories.
Because those are the ones
like,
I remember.
If they did it for Kansas, they wouldn't show Trey Burke or Ali Farouk Manesh or the fact that you had an
I don't know who those people are.
Or that you had an Elite Eight game at Sprint Center and lost.
I mean, that's
not what they would be highlighting.
I think you're making stuff up now.
Wouldn't show games from the Charlie Weiss football era or Turner Gill. They would just black out that entire time.
Oh.
They're trying to show the positives of what you've done.
Yeah.
Not the negatives of what you've done, you know? I don't think you're understanding how the game works.
I don't remember what you're talking about. I think you're
If I have to play devil's advocate, like, how devastated would you be if it's like a first round loss for Mizzou? Would you take your like week's vacation?
Pop quiz.
Okay. Moment of silence first.
Pop quiz.
It's a pop quiz.
So worried about getting these jokes off. Focus on the pop quiz.
I'm going to win.
The Pop Quiz is brought to you by Victory Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. The prize, a pair of tickets to the next 6-10 Saturday on July 15th as your Royals take on the Texas Rangers for a 6:15 first pitch. That day is very significant because I got to pay the piper. Hit me, Dusty.
Diplomatic immunity. It's just been revoked.
If you know what movie that is, call up Dusty right now, 913-576-7610. You call number 6, and you win the pair of Royals tickets. Coming up in 2 minutes, our very own Josh Vernier joins us in the studio to talk about the hottest team in baseball, your Kansas City Royals, next on The Drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.